When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest tonight is an actress and comedian you know from Barry, Broad City, and The Good Place. Please welcome to The Late Show, D'Arcy Carden. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, you star in a new TV adaptation of Penny Marshall's classic 1992 movie, A League of Their Own.
You got all everything right.
So, just to get straight into this for a second, I'm just curious, when is the first time, you're much younger than I am, when was the first time you saw that movie?
I saw it in the movie theater, so that would have been 1992. And I was like a real sporty little kid. I was playing softball at the time and basketball and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was like a really big movie for me. I remember it all. I remember like, it kind of was like the combination of everything I loved in one thing. And I'd never seen anything like it. And it had Madonna and it had Rosie and it had Gina Davis, who's like the prettiest person who's ever lived.
Just
maybe.
Amazing. Yeah. I had a real problem.
I had a real problem too.
She had cheekbones you could land a chopper on.
Yeah. Bones!
Unbelievable. Quick question, and you'd know now that you're in the series, is there crying in baseball?
There is.
There is.
Wait, was that supposed to say the tagline?
There is crying. A League of Their Own. Now, speaking of Gina Davis, you got to spend a little time with her recently,
right?
Oh, you thought I was going to bring her out here?
Did.
Come on out, Gina.
Hey, Gina!
Come on out with your...
Gina!
There you go. So this is you.
In
there.
The cheekbones.
There you go. And there you go. Also with Abby Jacobson, right?
Yes,
next, on the
and
other
Shantae
side of her.
Adams, who's in League of Their Own. We all were pretty starstruck, like really mega starstruck.
So? Yeah. Did she talk about making the old movie?
Yeah. What the cool thing about Gina Davis, and we met Rosie, and we met Megan, who plays Marla Hooch. They all like get it that we love... that the world like loves that movie, and so they're very free with their stories, and they sort of let us, you know, geek out. And Gina does a great Penny Marshall impression.
She does.
She does.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I do a good Abby impression, but we're not.
Well, let's talk about Abby for a second. Oh, I'd love your Abby impression.
No, she'll be really mad at me.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, she's like, "Hey, it's me, Abby, and I'm so excited to be doing That's good.
That is good. That is good. She's been on here,
yeah,
I know.
She's been right here.
Alana and Abby have been on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so she co-created this.
Yes.
And you guys go way back.
How
did you guys ever get together?
We met doing improv class together like 15 years ago, when we were children.
Yes.
And we were part of the Upright Citizens Brigade, and we took this weird little sort of side class called something like commercial acting or comedy commercial or something. And it was she was so funny, and that was where we met. She was so funny and so weird and so unique, and I remember the teacher sort of like didn't really get her, and I remember being like, this poor girl, not a chance in the world. I see her. But nobody else does. Mm-hmm. I remember even like coming home to my boyfriend, now husband, and being like, there's this girl in my class. She's so funny. She's incredible. Hey, her life, it's going to be hard. And then, you know, she's doing okay is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing great.
Well, you're rare in that you're a comedian
who is good at sports.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, this
you're like, you told me.
You yeah. know already. Yeah. You yeah. all know that you're good at sports. And to what do you owe this? I mean, did you already played ball,
yeah.
you said.
And that's one of the reasons, like, the movie was so important to me, too, is because it was, like, seeing all these girls playing sports and wanting to be an actor but loving sports. Like, I remember really, truly, when I was a little kid, being like, I want to be a professional baseball player and an actor. And maybe, like, a rock star. Hey. Hi. Yeah. Miss Walsh.
Well, you were on improv team.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't huge into the sports. I was mostly hacky sack.
Yeah,
but,
well, don't count
hey,
yourself out.
Hey, man, I'm flexible. But I was on improv teams.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, what is more challenging, being on a baseball team or being on an improv team?
They both have their pros and cons.
Yes.
The funny thing is, like, I would say that I got more injuries playing sports, but I feel like I probably got equal amount playing, doing improv. On stage, all of my, I have like a popping jaw, I have a wrist problem. Any long time injury I have is absolutely from
and
on stage.
And you probably had no health insurance.
No.
You were an improviser.
No, absolutely
I have
not.
The same thing.
Yeah.
I have a rotator cuff problem, but
really?
It's not from playing baseball.
No.
It's from in an improv scene doing front flips.
Exactly.
But, because that's what it called
and
for.
And I was gonna say, did it get the laugh?
No.
No.
The audience heard me get hurt.
Oh, no.
And they just went, they did that. And the audience doesn't, like, want you to
actually
be hurt.
No,
they don't actually like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it's still a problem?
It still wakes me up in the
middle
of the night.
You're going to have to get surgery.
I probably will.
Yeah.
Probably will. I'll just
yeah.
have the whole thing locked off. Now, because there's you know, baseball you can play recreationally.
Me? Like,
what?
Me or you?
Let's find out.
Oh.
And everybody's got, a baseball
you.
Team. You can't, the sport you grew up with, which is found out, okay. is a little more rarefied. Tell the people what you used to do.
Yes. So I grew up in California. I played basketball and softball, and the main sport I played was water polo.
Okay. There you go. The anchor, middle bottom right there. There you are. There you are.
The funny thing about water polo in this picture is, like, nobody knows anything about water polo, so I feel like everybody in the audience is like, oh, is that how you play it?
Yes. That's how you enter the pool, actually. Now, is it true that water polo is, like, you know, lots of, like, you know, tossing and blocking above the water, but below the water, it's just brutal?
It really is. It really is. It's like we're all sort of like angels above the water, and then underneath the water, it is like, we would have to wear two bathing suits because one would get ripped. Because the thing you would do is, like, wrap your hand around somebody's bathing suit and just pull to keep them down. It's really dark and violent.
Wow. And the pool's deep all over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's deep all over. You're treading water the whole time. I was so strong. Oh, my God.
Wow.
But I'm wondering if I should tell you this.
Tell it. Tell it. Can't tell
okay, I will.
Okay.
The thing about it is, like, I sort of pride myself in, like, I would rather lose than cheat. I would rather die than cheat. I hate a cheater. I really do. But, there was one thing in water polo, you weren't supposed to have long nails. It was just, like, one of the ways they tried to, like, you know, keep
Rain
you from
it in.
Being
yeah.
violent.
Yeah.
I was the captain my senior year. Okay. And, sorry. And one thing we would have to do before every game is you would go to the edge of the pool, if you can imagine. I go to the edge of the pool, everybody puts their little hands up, and the ref, like, comes down and checks everybody's nails. I would go to the end of the line, but as captain, I knew during the line they were going to say, captains to the middle, to, like, shake hands with the other captain. So I'd go to the end of the line, and then I would go to the middle of the pool, shake hands with the other captain, and then I'd go to the front of the line, and I would just skip the nail check. So I had, like, talons.
Wow. And you just go for their eyes.
Yeah, well, not eyes. You got to keep it above. So I'd, like, get their... Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry.
Well, we don't have a late show water polo team, unfortunately.
Think about it.
But we do have a baseball team.
Go on.
And so I wanted to grant you, as an honorary member of the late show's...
For real?
Yo, honorary late show. This is we're the sea captains.
Oh, am I a sea captain now?
Yes, you are a sea captain. There you go. No. For sure? For real?
Am I a sea captain? Are you saying I could, like, if
you
I was.
You can just show up. You can just show
can
up now and play.
Okay, I'm
oh,
going
yeah,
to.
Oh, you're a
I
ringer.
I swear to God I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
You're just gonna you won't know what hit ya.
Oh.
It'll be a baseball.
Please hit us.
I'm a sea captain.
Darcy, thank you, so sir. Nice to meet you.
You too.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.